So I'm like really taking my time on it, trying to drop it just directly down the chimney of the forge.
Well, it's not really a chimney. It's kind of like an open forge.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, that's way easier.
All right, roll a ranged attack without proficiency, but with advantage.
Okay.
Ranged attack, you say, for the dexterity person.
Right.
Who the guy with 20 dex. Ranged attacks.
Oh, but it's going to get better now. Because now I've got a whole new thing.
You got Eldritch Blasts, right?
Yup. I got Hadoukens.
Hadouken.
Natural 20. So I dunk on that motherfucker.
Well, I was.
So Asim comes up with the rune and he like points it straight down and just poof.
Well, I was gonna have you roll
with an Eldritch Blast behind it. Inadvertently, because I don't know how to do this shit yet.
Well, I was going to roll, have you roll 4d6, but now I'm gonna have you roll 8d6.
Woo, fireball!
And it is somewhat right before you release. Energy from your hand encircles the barrel because you rolled a natural 20, so fuck it, why not? But I'll let you describe what it looks like.
Alright, we'll see how much damage I do.
10-foot radius around the,
mediocre. 10.
And they are all rolling dexterity saving throws, but at disadvantage because they were not prepared for this shit.
So, 21. So, Asim coasts up right at the ceiling on the broom with this barrel. He's like, he's got it here, he's like flying the broom. He positions himself directly over this forge. And then he like takes the barrel and like balances it in one hand. And then he points the broom straight down and starts it like going down. And just launches the barrel, but he's using his right hand because he's still technically right-handed. And out from behind the barrel comes a beam of orange, or orangish purple, that just blasts this barrel down way faster than gravity would otherwise have it do. And it just sinks right into the forge. Like, the forge is out now, because all the shit that was in it is everywhere.
It's a good thing we're all the way back here. All
right, so in a 10-foot radius from the edges of the forge,
that's 5 Dwargar.
A blast of...
It's like that scene with Gandalf falling from the ceiling of the fucking Moria mine with the Balor or the Balrog, except it's just a purple laser.
So, fire with tinges of purple goes out in all directions from around the forge in a 10-foot radius. I rolled at disadvantage, and I still rolled an 18 and a 16.
So they ready for something
for half damage,
which is still 10.
So all those 5 Dwargar take 10 fucking
the chronic there, fire GI. Damage. You don't need to ion blast the first strike.
Nuke it for Morbid. The only way.
It's the only way to be sure. So many papers. Paper. Have you ever seen this paper?
Dreams of it.
Okay, let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And how far are we from them?
A ways.
Is this how far we actually are?
Yes.
50, 55. So the closest one's 55 feet.
Okay.
Alright, and 5 of them take 10. Weird looking fire damage. And Morello's brow furrows.
I was afraid of this.
This is what I was talking about.
Why are these over here? A donut elemental appears.
Hand me a donut.
Yes, I'm a donut.
Donut elemental appears right in your path.
Alright. Yeah. Who's next?
That would be me.
Well, it wouldn't be half far.
Alrighty.
Those blueberry ones, though.
Right, so good.
I am going to kick a little old school here. Since I do have advantage because of sneaking up and being sneaky.
Yeah, you sure do.
Bit of a distraction, too.
Yeah. It's safe to say that none of them see you guys.
Two Eldritch Blasts.
Oh, shit.
We'll target this one first.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be an 18 to hit.
18 does hit.
All right. It's been a while since I've used Eldritch Blast. Let me just go down.
It's a D10.
You can cast Hex or anything, right?
And he'll take another 5 force damage.
I happen to have looked this up recently. For some
reason. And his buddy next to him is also going to get one. 17 to hit.
That does hit.
For 1 force damage.
All right, how does this look?
2 looks like smoldering iron beams just fire out of my hand like a rail gun.
That's right. Well, one takes one square in the chest, and the other one kind of grazes off his neck, and it kind of burns. All right, and after... do you want to move?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and move up 25.
Would you like a bonus?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Yeah, I will light up my hammer.
Nice. Azeem, where did you end up?
I am exactly where I am, like 60 feet above that forge.
You didn't want to move anywhere?
I assume that I made my move over there as sort of part of the surprise round setup.
Did you want a bonus?
Yeah.
Okay, Nadar.
Nadar.
Azeem's still busy, like, whoa, that thing went down really
That's
fast.
New.
That so, didn't happen before. So as Hathor goes running forward, Nadar's just a half a step behind him. And he pulls out a javelin.
Oh no.
Oh no, they're all in a line.
That's what I've been testing. And he pulls back this javelin and whispers, Eldrin. And crack of lightning goes through and he fires at this ogre over here.
Ooh, javelin of lightning. Alright, tell me how this works.
Alright,
oh,
so.
God, yeah. He's gonna catch a lot of them.
Oh, dude, that's
it's
so
120
cool.
foot line.
I am so incredibly for this.
That's why you got the string. Isn't
that's
it?
Why I got the string.
That's why I'm up here.
Holy shit!
See, I told you thread was important.
Oh my god, these poor fucking Dwergar.
Shit, dude, you can't beat that shit.
The fuck.
10's probably fine.
Yeah, you don't want to.
All right, wait.
Poor god.
I know, and I'm seeing if I have to use that. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything.
I said nothing.
I see nothing.
All right, 18 to hit this ogre.
Hits.
That would hit him even if his plate were finished.
Yes, it would.
All right, so.
So he picks up 2 tower shields.
What?
Those will help
shield
electricity, probably.
All right, how many...
Well, it crosses the other ogre.
Yep.
It sure does.
3 Dwergar and 1 ogre.
2 ogre. Well,
or 2 ogres, sorry.
Yeah.
3 Dwergar and 2 ogres. All right. How many of those Dwergar were previously hit?
Oh, shit.
I believe 2 of them.
No, in that line, none of them.
No, none of them.
Oh, you're right. You're right. My mistake.
God damn it, guys. All right.
First lightning damage.
What do I need to do?
I don't think there was a save. Was there? It didn't say anything? Oh, sorry. There is a save. This dexterity save. DC 13.
Okay, well, as you might expect, Wargar's dex is shit. So,
we did expect that.
Fail. Natural 20 save.
Mm.
Jacked. And a fail. So, the first one didn't save, the middle one rolled a nat 20 to save, and the other one did save, and that was just the Dwergar. Now, the ogres, they have a minus 1 on dex. First one actually saved. Second one failed.
Alright, so, those that failed, 16 lightning damage. Those that succeeded, 8 lightning damage.
For a second there, I thought you meant those that succeeded.
No.
16 lightning damage. What? All right, so none of them were hit.
And I think your target takes some extra.
He does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he got hit with a javelin.
He got hit with a javelin.
Made of lightning.
Thrown by Nadar.
Right.
Of them not
so,
blue.
16,
you're gonna know when you get hit by Darman not blue.
And 16. Alright, both the ogres got hit.
The first one actually saved, so that one took 8 damage, and that other one did not save. Mm-hmm. So it's 16 on top of...
On top of 9.
25 fucking damage.
Right off the bat. So Nadar comes, like I said, Nadar comes streaking up, whispers, and then throws, and what started as a javelin turns into like this beam of light. Straight down, it's a crack of thunder, and then next thing you know, a javelin sticking out this other ogre at the end.
Roll of thunder, hear his cry.
And there was like no travel time, too. It like left his hand and it
like made a throwing motion, and then there it was.
Oh, that is so cool. Oh, that is so cool. You guys, it is a pleasure to watch you guys sometimes, honestly.
The only regret I have is that you couldn't make it over here and get 5
I was hoping for that right there. I was like, oh, if I can only just move a little bit further. Kink.
We put the artist in martial artist.
I mean, you could have used your surprise round to get there, and then you went before the Dwargar.
I will go with that.
All right. Good job. Jesus.
Okay, that
bonus.
Oh, bonus action.
Just kidding, sorry.
No, it's all right.
That did give you give them disadvantage on the save, so that was helpful.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, they had disadvantage?
Because still surprise around. They didn't know it was coming.
Still surprise.
Oh, shit.
All right, that first, that second one made it, and then he made it, and that ogre made it, and then he made it. Wow.
Because we're all is ready for unexpected shit motherfuckers.
Listen, I happen to be rolling well for a change, all right?
Natural 20.
Of course you did.
Against who?
Against the ogre.
With a spiritual weapon.
With a spiritual weapon.
How much damage did he take?
Some. He's gonna know about it.
12 plus 16.
Okay.
The other ogre sees this happen. He's like,
he was 3 days to retirement. It's a pity those were 2 separate attacks because you did just did 41 damage.
I know.
To this poor fucking ogre.
Poor fucking ogre. He's going to try to wreck our face.
This is your turn in the surprise round. You get to go again before he gets to go.
Poor fucking ogre, my ass. This
poor defenseless ogre didn't even have his armor on.
And now it is not.
I was just putting it on. I'm not ready, wait. Let's see what Morella gets to do. She's got all of her spells back. Who took my pH?
Not it.
I borrowed it. I'll return it if you wish.
I took the Ian's book. It's cursed.
I bought that for him. It's the only one that I...
No wonder you're rolling shit.
Oh, valid point.
Black spot.
Boil you in salt and then smudge you with sage. Oh, boy. That ogre will make a wisdom saving throw. Yeah. Actually, is he with it? No, she moves up to 30 feet from that ogre.
Okay, so...
So, right here.
He will make a wisdom saving throw. That is a d12. Although I rolled a 12 on a d12, my dice are on fire today. Bad news for you guys. Then I rolled half as well on the D20 as I did on the D12. So he fails.
Womp. Hey guys, ever seen Scanners?
This is not that.
Oh, really?
Ooh, hold up.
Holding.
Oh man, just smart enough to be affected. You never thought I'd say that about an ogre, would you?
Mm-mm.
She runs up to the says ogre and says, "Hey, big guy, why did the scarecrow get the promotion? He was outstanding in his field." And the ogre and falls over, starts laughing.
This one?
Yep.
I thought you were about to say, "Hey, big guy, the sun's getting low.
So it's getting real low.
I never
so it's going down. So it's getting low.
Suddenly he's just a weak human. What?
It's the weirdest thing. She casts that's how she casts polymorph.
Okay, so
is she done? Yeah,
and as a bonus action, she will inspire Dominion.
Ooh!
She starts playing a lively tune that you've heard in many a
folktale,
tavern to the north.
Rider Dodger.
Is there a lot of taverns, Steve?
Couple.
Thought you were, like, dancing.
It's a song written by the Purplish Maidens. Well.
That's just taverns in the woods. Same shit.
Right. All right. I take a step forward and grab a piece of iron, cast a little flame, and let's see. Chicka, 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 chicka.
D8 inspiration, by the way.
Nice.
I don't really need it, though. Do I?
No, it lasts for 10 minutes, and if you want to add it to a d20 roll, you can.
Okay, cool. Sweet. Awesome.
After you roll a d20, right, you can decide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, with those items I grabbed, the metal plates that have been put on him glow red.
Oh, shit.
Red hot.
Oh, yes.
Red hot.
Oh. Heat metal's bad enough with the plate you're wearing. Oh. Plate embedded into you.
Oh, I didn't know you got heat metal. Oh. Oh, it hurts. It burns.
Oh, the spice. Oh,
it's
spice.
It's so spicy.
Spice.
It's so spicy. I've been down here for a little while. I'm starting to kind of, like, pick
up. Am I going
to
save her anything?
No.
It's not you she's targeting.
No.
It's the metal.
The longer she concentrates, Ogre's
trying to bring down the metal. But they were proven wrong.
Ooh, you're going to try to heat the metal.
It's spicy.
And that shit was so strong.
Oh, it's spicy. It's so spicy. Holy shit.
Ooh, that's pretty good damage, too.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Ooh, that's going to be 12 fire damage.
Easy bake oven.
Oh, God. My poor ogres.
Oh, my poor ogres.
You haven't learned not to throw ogres at us by now?
Listen, it's what's in here.
We're so good at ogres now.
They're pretty much like our favorite enemy.
Right? Like, I climb those motherfuckers and I'm like, you're gonna fall.
Okay, that's it. We're changing the name of our adventuring crew from Hand of Order to Ogre Busters.
Handles Ogres.
It sounds ogres? Almost the same. Who you gonna call?
We can just claim it's a translation error. No, it's Hand of Order, not Handles Ogres. Gosh.
So she falls laughing on the ground.
Oh, we do.
And then his embedded iron plates, which I thought would be cool thematically, but now...
Now they're hot thematically.
Yeah, they're warm. Very warm.
Now in retrospect...
Who wants grizzle cakes?
I love just fucking up with what you know me to do. Oh, like,
man. Oh man, I should never have gotten you those cards.
Advantage versus the DM.
Do I get a save ever on this?
You shouldn't. It's not targeting the creatures.
It doesn't say so on my card, so.
Okay. Let me see.
He can take off his armor.
Oh yeah, rip it right out.
Yeah, just rip right at it.
He might.
Oh, what?
He might.
How long does it take to doff armor?
If the creature is holding or wearing the object and takes the damage, they can succeed on a con save to drop or throw it if they can. I've heard specifically that they cannot.
Yeah, it says if it doesn't drop the object, it has disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks until the start of your next turn.
Okay, I take
that's a spicy meatball.
I took damage, so I get to make another wisdom saving throw against Tasha's hideous laughter.
Let's see what happens.
He laughs about the pain.
He's you can tell he's like, it's a cry of pain mixed with a laugh.
So he sounds like the Joker if the Joker were like a double bass.
This is so great.
It's like, you don't know if he's crying or laughing.
That is exactly where I want my enemies. Somewhere between crying and laughing.
Top of the round.
Hold on. I'm trying to see if I have a bonus action.
She's got more.
Motherfucker, Jesus.
Haven't you done enough?
We're fancy now.
Right? Yeah. Like, give me a second. I have some new spells, and I don't know if I can cast any of them as a bonus action.
From their perspective, the furnace just blew up.
Yeah.
The ogre went insane, and then started melting.
And a bolt of lightning came from nowhere.
Yeah, and a bolt of lightning just shot through everybody.
So basically... It's almost as if...
It's some sort of horrible industrial accident.
Moradin's pissed!
A 20th level wizard's alchemy shop just exploded.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, no, I'm done.
Actually, this is a citadel. There's probably a 20th level wizard's alchemy shop somewhere in here.
If we dig hard enough.
Okay.
I'm good now. Yeah, that's me.
So, to the regular rounds?
To the regular rounds. Top of the round of Azim.
Top of the round of Azim.
Alright, so Azim has already pointed down on his broom with his hand extended, being a little surprised at how well that went.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he's gonna take advantage of the everything else that just happened and be like, oh, well, alright then. And I'm just gonna literally, like, dive bomb, fly by attack this guy, and try to get back over to the party on the way. Like, single hit, like, on the way by, just...
You said you were 60 feet above.
Yes.
Right? So, movement speed's got 50 feet.
Yes. This is all part of the plan. So, Asim tries to dive bomb this guy, but he's a few feet short. So what happens is, he hadn't done the math, because, you know, he's not really a mathematically inclined sort of guy. Pythagorean theorem, I don't know, whatever. So he actually ends up about 7-8 feet short, if you do the triangle math, because he is 10 feet away. So he tries to punch anyway, and out from his fist comes another fist, made of Eldritch Blast. Because that motherfucker goes like 120 feet.
I love every part of this. Oh, by the way, how much damage are you rolling for that?
D10.
Okay. You do know you get 2.
No.
Because you're level 5 or higher.
But I'm not a level 5 or higher.
Doesn't matter. It's your character level, not your class level.
You serious?
I'm serious. I'm the 5e captives, motherfucker!
All right, so...
I love every. I have the full support of all of this. I love that you're actually coming into your fucking backstory and shit like that now.
That's a.
That was a fruitful visit from the old man.
A 14?
A 14 does not.
Yeah, I can't control the shit.
Yeah.
So I see him comes down and ends up like 8-10 feet above ground, and just a purple laser fist is just like. Like right next to the Dwerger.
Okay. Did you roll their second attack?
I didn't.
And much to Azim's surprise, a second fist behind that comes out.
Fill my eyes with that double vision. That's a 21.
Yes, that does yeah. It.
Total surprise.
The Dwerger, now aware of your presence, looks up and bats away the fucking thing with his shield, leaving him wide open, because surely another phantasmal eldritch fist can't come from the same being.
It's true to me. That's a... You don't add anything to it, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't think so. Also...
You should still look it up.
Nope. Yeah. Still 10. Force damage. In the shape of the symbol on Asim's hand. Just passes right through this dude like...
He screams in pain.
Asim looks surprised.
Coughs up like Dwerger blood.
That's why Hex is so clutch, because it's every attack.
I know. So now Asim is like 10 feet above ground and is probably effectively here.
Okay.
What was that spell that war cleric used on us that dropped that thing beside us?
Scintillating weapon, I believe it was.
Spiritual guardians?
Guardian of faith, I think.
Guardian of faith.
For 14. Guardian of faith, yeah, 4th level conjuration.
Oh, that's 4th level. I'm looking through my 3rd level going, I did not see this spell. Why do I...
No, he was the first 4th level spells encounter guy.
Oh, there it is, sure. Guardian of faith, okay.
Yeah, it's fucking dope. There's even, like, a picture of it right there.
And, is that your turn?
Dude, that is
bonus. I mean, I have a bonus action, but Asim is so surprised at what just happened that he's gonna skip it.
Okay.
Fair enough.
He thought he could make it down there, and he went to punch, and he swung, and the broom just wasn't quite fast enough. I thought I had it all
he was not down. He was hit by the lightning, I believe, but not the forge blast. So I'm gonna smack him with my hammer.
Okay.
That is going to be a 16 to hit.
That is his armor class.
Sweet. Ooh, for 12.
Fuck.
Yeah. max damage on the fire and... Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to add some stuff. Strength. Yeah.
That's a plus one, isn't it?
Plus one. So actually it's 16 damage.
Crunchy.
How would you like to dispatch him? Okay, right on
top. Right on the head.
You crown him, essentially, and you hear... As you're running up, you say Forge and Dwarven, and your hammer glow is not unlike that Forge Guardian you guys fought. And you bring it down on this guy's unarmored head, and you crack in his skull, and it caves in, and you just see the searing flesh and brain matter just coming off of the hammer, and you wrench it away, and he just crumbles.
Okay, so
be this one.
Yep. So, I'm gonna have to go ahead and burn my my action surge here to be able to move, which I will do.
You're in range of that odor.
He's you're
large.
Right. Okay,
yeah,
he's large.
So, because I just slayed an enemy as a great weapon master,
the ogre takes over.
Nice.
I get to cleave through him, make an attack against the ogre.
At advantage because he's prone.
Yeah. At advantage because he's prone, after which I will make my actual second attack against the ogre.
Just put the axe and shards in the middle of your turn, it's fine.
And you know what? I'm going to power attack.
Oh, shit. He's prone, why not?
Okay.
Good thing.
Thank goodness.
So, that would just... so, 2. So, 15 to hit.
Yes.
Okay,
good.
So right off the bat...
That is his armor class.
All right.
Nice.
He's got basically pants on, but he doesn't have the top on. And, I mean, he's... you want to move, because his armor plates are the same color as your hammer right now.
Yeah, he's actually radiating some heat.
He'll take a 22 damage.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Describe how you dispatch him.
God damn it.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on. That's not his hit points. No. No, he is not dispatched.
Okay.
Just kidding.
But he's in pain.
Oh, he's in serious pain.
Okay, and so I'll make my second one. Also, power attacking.
Also advantage, because he's still prone.
Yes. That'll hit, because I rolled higher than I did before. So, 14, 18... That's another 22.
Describe how you dispatch him.
Feel my eyes.
44 fucking damage.
With that,
all I have to do is use a bonus action.
Okay.
More damage now. It's
so same thing. I'm trying to be as efficient as I can. So I just brain him with the burning hammer.
He's brain.
Left side of the head. Right side of the head. Head flies off.
The head is crushed.
And you know what? Yeah, now I'll action surge.
That gives you another attack action, not another move action.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You throw your hammer.
You could throw your hammer, though.
You have throwing axes.
Throw it.
You know what? I will not throw the hammer, but I will throw a hand axe. And I miss.
Bing!
But you know what? I had a good turn.
Yeah,
indeed.
I mean, you get your full attack action when you can throw another one. I mean, you burned it. You might as well.
Yeah, you might as well.
Oh,
same thing.
What the?
Two natural ones in a row. All
so right, this one just needs a rest.
Yeah,
so it's worked hard.
You activate your hammer as you run, and with probably a dwarven war cry avenging all the dwarves that were slain by these bastards, you come in, and you just crown the first one you hit. He crumples. You use that momentum to come in and hit the side of one of the ogre's heads, and you come back with a backswing, and you, like, crush in his head from the jaw up. So, like, you basically rip off the front side of his head. And you, another dwarven war cry, you see the Dwargar, and you're like, ha-ha, and you take two hand axes, and you try to be fancy and throw them both with one hand, because you're like, I am unstoppable! And they just go so incredibly wide. One goes into the forge, one pierces off the thing, and then the Dwargar have a little hope. And that's them. That's you.
I also do, I scream some things in Undercommon, which is not a language I know, but I've picked up enough here and there that I'm just phonetically saying things like, your mother is a strudel in the car park. So.
Seems effective.
It's a strudel in the car park.
I like it. Nadara. They don't even have a word for cars. Great.
So, Nadara.
It's funny. You're a terrible person. We weren't even testing for that.
So he comes up. The first thing he's going to do is swing on this guy.
I thought you were about to lightning breath for a second. I'm like, not again!
He swings on that guy, so he's going to...
Oh, this is his action.
Bonus action, actually.
It takes a... Oh, Jesus Christ.
They're all
swinging.
They're all paying attention to Azeem right now.
So
he comes up, he comes up and does a backhanded swing on this dwarf. 17 on the die.
That hits.
So that's 10 damage to the back of him.
Anybody need a beer?
The one that Azeem was hitting?
No, thanks.
No, the one that is beside.
He was in the blast, and he took an Eldritch Blast from me.
Yeah.
But only for one, I think.
Hey, Mark, right. Could you bring me peach cider? Should be 10 in the
damage?
Bucket.
10 damage.
Yeah, he takes it. He is unhappy about it.
Sure. So as I follow through on that backhand, I take my breath.
Oh, God.
1, 2, 3. Let's say 5.
How far
15,
is
it? 15, 20, 30.
30 foot reach.
So you can get three, these three right there.
None of these are peaks. I need them to make dexterity saving throws.
Oh, God, I'm so good at those.
And while you're doing that,
save.
6.
Save.
Fail.
Stop.
Fails get 11, saves get 5.
Okay.
As Nadar comes up and takes a deep breath and exhales lightning.
Damn. Are you sure it's not 6?
It's not.
Okay, the one directly
unless you went
in front
up.
Of you...
I mean, it was 11, so...
Seeing you hit his friend, brought his shield up just in time to, like, negate most of your breath weapon, but it's metal, so it went through him, and he still got some of it. He coughs up blood, he goes down to one knee. He's not happy. The one directly behind him, your breath weapon was slightly gone off course because of the guy shielding,
mm-hmm.
and he manages to get rid of some of it. And the other one just turns around and is like, what? Right in the chest. They're like, what is going on?
And bonus weapon. 15 on the die to hit the ogre.
Oh, that is his armor class.
That would be 10 damage.
The ogre.
He's still up.
Oh, that's right.
Spiritual weapon.
Spiritual weapon. The war cleric is done now.
Are you sure?
Yeah. That's the most damage he can do right now.
Lightning breath is such a cool weapon. All right. Well, it's Wergar's turn. What? I get to actually go in this combat? That is so weird.
I feel like they should all be confused. Like, what the fuck? All right. Dave's around? Like, fuck what?
Those two. That's the only bad thing about this setup. It requires a lot of maneuvering on my part. Okay, well.
They're going to engorge.
They're going to engorge.
Heyo.
Thank you.
What is this? Is this a cart?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so one of these is throwing a javelin at Azim.
Oh, pardon me. My word.
Anything? I need you to
javelin team.
Well, I'm better at that than I used to be, so we'll see what I get.
Plus four to hit. A seven's not going to do it for Razine.
No.
All right. Probably not. One of them will take a normal war pick swing at Nadar with advantage because of flanking. Dub 16, so that's a 20 to hit you.
21.
Ooh. Okay, guided strike. I'm kidding. Alright, and the other one will take a swing at advantage with his war pick now that he's enlarged. Yeah, I know. And the two around Hathor Wallace's both take swings with their war picks at advantage. Nat 20.
Fuck.
And the other one will swing. Can't do that on a nat 20. 23.
I will shield.
Rolled a 19 and a 20. This dice is being nice to me today.
So I'm going to need you to throw that dice in the fuck-off pile.
Yeah, it goes in the bag.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
Mm-mm. I'm aware of that.
Good thing that I'm close by.
Yeah, hang out with the healer.
Have 23 piercing.
All right.
Because they swing for 2d8 while enlarged.
We need to get rid of some of these.
Let's see, javelin is a range of 30. I think that one is in 30 for Morella.
Yes.
He will throw a javelin. Eight's not going to do it. And all of those will throw a two of these will throw javelins at disadvantage at Morella or at Trabinia. 18 and a 2, so that's a miss. And 11 and a 7, so that's also a miss. And the rest of them will throw javelins at disadvantage. One at Morella, one at Dravinia. Miss on Morella. And miss on Dravinia. And that's all my Dwergar.
Next up.
The only one I really got hit was Hathor. He got hit for a ton.
Mm-hmm.
Next up is Morella. Well, that's not good. Our buddy Hathor just got hit for a ton. So.
How you looking, Hathor?
I am still above 50%, but not by much.
All right. So you're not bloody yet.
I'm not bloodied, but I can see bloodied from here.
I certainly hope so. I hit you for 20 fucking 6.
What would bloody mean?
23, actually.
Oh, my bad.
I need every bit.
So, we need Azim to come in here and start wrecking house like he normally does.
Oh, yeah. He's just dealing with his new...
Normally he twirls around and...
I appreciate you...
Extracurricular powers.
Appreciate your plan. Not that the rest of you don't.
Yeah.
You
all are good. Nadar's all happy he got to use this lightning strike.
That was cool.
Like, just visually, this combat...
Out of the dark, that just happened.
Yeah,
because I blew out one of the lights with my explosion.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Yeah, that'll do. That big one who just crit the fuck out of Hathor is going to make wisdom save.
unveils a twisted crown of iron appears on his head.
Fun.
He's got two homies right next to him.
And he's gonna she's gonna back up and go prone. That's Trevenio.
Oh. How far?
Just 15 feet and then she'll go prone.
She's prone. Next.
And then she's also going to inspire Hathor.
Okay.
She changes it. She rolls her bet, gets her loot out, and starts playing a lively dwarven tune. All right, Gervinia.
Okay, let's see. I am going to...
I'm assuming this is the one with the Crown of Madness, right?
Yes, that is the one.
Do we have a little red circle for him?
Yes. Actually, I do.
Give me a red circle.
He will display his madness for all to see.
Oh. Ah! Azeem,
he's okay.
Takes 10 fire damage and falls into the forge.
This is really fires warm!
Out. Got blown out.
He said that.
You didn't disagree at the time.
You did not disagree.
You can't retcon it now. It blew up. No on exploding.
All right. I
we should have taken full fire
there, and
can't do that. You just move it 5 feet.
Pull out my short bow.
Drunk with power. It's not that great,
but still
try to shoot that guy.
Moving an inch.
Sounds good.
There's a cantrip creep on fire. Just where they're standing, just burst in flames. 2d8.
I'm gonna use my inspiration.
Hey.
To not fucking roll that shitty.
Use your inspiration.
Take a look.
Much better. That's going to be a 22 to hit.
That most certainly hits.
Huzzah. And it's going to be...
That would have been really cool if you used some Hail of Thorns.
I know, I didn't take that this go around. No, it's going to be 5 damage.
Okay.
Piercing damage. And that's me?
That is you.
Because, yeah, I could have bonus actioned that. That didn't happen. I'm good.
Alright.
That's me okay. For now.
Ogre. Where do you want him? Because I'm assuming he's not going to stand there.
No, he's not going to stand there. He's going to get the fuck away from that giant ass dragon claw. He's going to move 80 feet towards Ravinia.
Oh, whoa.
All right. So
he can step over his dwarven allies.
Yeah, I figured 5. 15. 25. 30. 35. 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80.
Hi, Dorinia.
As a dwarf, you probably appreciate whatever's going on here. Something's happening at my house that involves all this.
Oh,
nice. And that does look yummy.
Pretty good.
It looks like onions mushrooms. And mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. All right.
Top of the round is in.
Well, Azeem is sort of mid-dive, being a little surprised at the fist that came out of his fist.
That's true. Both of them.
Right. But as the sort of person whose entire training regimen has been really about adapting to changing situations in combat, he's going to try and roll with it. And just finish his dive right into this Duergar and actually hit him with the broom. So I'm
going to
finish my dive and, like, dismount and come around and just quarterstaff with it.
Roll.
Please don't roll one.
How about a 19 on the die?
That's so good.
That seems better than a 1.
Cool no, that was a 1.
There's a 1 involved.
There was a 1 involved in that.
But it's okay.
The 1 was in the right place.
The 1 was in the wrong place, too, because that's also a 1 on damage. For a total of 6... Because, you know, quarterstaff.
Well,
He had 1 hit point left.
Whip. Well, then, for fun, let's say I just literally pilot the broom into him and land where he was.
Roll me a d%.
All right.
Oh, no. He's going to come back as a zombie.
Actually, just roll me a d20.
Just the d20? All right. 15.
Broom's fine.
So I impale him in the eye with a broom and land here. And then these, that's an enemy, and that's an enemy?
Sure no. is.
That one's got a crown of madness on
him. That's Dwergar.
No, that's me.
That's a half Dwergar.
Don't punch me.
Don't
please.
Punch half Thor.
Don't
right.
punch me, bro.
Alright, so second attack with the broom / quarterstaff.
Okay.
On that guy. Because I assume he's all glowy and shit.
He's got crown of madness on his head.
Ooh. Have I ever attacked somebody with Crown of Madness? Do I know not to do that? Is that a thing you're not supposed to do?
You know, you've seen it enough times to know that Marilla is in control of him now.
Okay. So, who's that?
That is Hathor.
Who's that?
That's Nagar.
Man, I'm surrounded by friends? Weird. Alright, yeah. Well, fuck you, Crown of Madness guy. I don't give a shit. Hoo-ah. That's a 22 total.
Yeah.
Seems reasonable. And this die is cursed as fuck. It's another 6.
Another 6?
Yeah.
He takes it.
And a little bonus free punch.
Same guy?
Same guy. 19.
That will hit.
10 to more damage.
Describe how you kill him.
Woo!
Alright, so let's see. I fly down in the room, impale the one dude in the head with it, pull it out, spin it around, crack this dude in the knee so that he sort of like buckles to the side, and then just backhand him in the temple.
Nice.
Into the forge.
Into the forge. He goes down like a heap and just...
And you may recircle, I assume, on your next turn.
She can't move it.
Really?
Yeah. Sadly.
Asim was too caught up in his newfound power to do anything about it.
All right, Hathor. Unless you, I guess you already bonus action. You can move more if you'd like. I mean, you only moved a little bit.
I guess that's fair. Let's go.
You can set up some flanking with me.
Yeah. Wait, can I? Yeah, because this guy's big, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm.
That's a wooden rack, but you're small enough where you can walk under it, I guess.
Right.
Just give me an acrobatics check.
Do a little tumble there. Just the whole table. Do a little tumble there. 14?
Yeah.
Alright. Tumble. Mm-hmm. To there.
Sweet.
Should be sufficient.
Alright, that Dwergar is big and angry and all of a sudden in a really bad place, but Hathor.
Alright, power attack. That's a 19 on the die.
And an 18 if that works.
And an 18 if not.
Whatever.
So, yeah, it works.
So he'll take 20 combined between fire and bludgeoning.
Describe how you kill him. Take into account he had 5 hit points left.
Okay.
I seem to went behind like...
I backhand him with the hammer.
Okay.
And just, it spins his head around backwards, and he crumples.
Nice. I love it.
All right.
I'm going to have to jump a bit, because isn't he large now?
He is, but they're large, but they're kind of squat still.
Yeah. So it's like... And like as I do, I take a 5-foot step, and now I get to make 2 attacks against this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. He's a clave.
So... and I'm not power attacking here. That would be so 14 to hit.
14 does not hit.
Okay, coming back around with a second attack.
Strong.
That will hit. That's a 20.
Yeah,
I've heard good things about 20.
Even dirty ones.
It's natural ones and natural ones.
So 13.
13
fire dead. And bludgeoning.
All right. Well, he takes that and he's not happy about it. He is now very much bloodied. How do you hit him?
Right in the middle of the chest.
Yeah, you just kind of... It crushes in his rib cage. and you can, you know, you can see actually the... He's wearing, like, chainmail and stuff, but you can see the heat of the hammer, like, making sparks, like, as if you're forging his chest. And he's not happy about it.
And, that's, me.
It's me.
All it's right. me.
Nadar, it is your turn.
Black die for me, color die for my weapon.
Okay.
Well, damn.
Weapon did good. But I don't know about you. We might replace you with your spiritual weapon.
No, my spiritual... That was my spiritual weapon's die.
I thought you said...
Black die for me.
Oh, yeah, you did say black die for me. Whatever.
So, I hit this guy for 24.
Yeah, that hits.
And he takes 8 damage.
Describe how you kill
him.
Woo! I'm using my mace, so... And I'm taller than he is, so I just crush his skull.
You follow him down to the ground. Yeah. He just like... where our blood goes everywhere.
So yeah, I'm...
Got all the bludgeoning damage in this group.
Yeah, so he's carrying a friggin' mace, so he's... Bam!
That's what your mercenary company should be called. Bludgeoners. Or bludgers.
Bludgeon Brothers.
Bludgeon Brothers!
So he's... Which is a wrestling stable.
It is?
Yeah. That's funny. They carry around big sledgehammers.
Alright, that's...
I've heard of Brooks Brothers. We're Breaks Brothers.
Do you have multi-attack?
I do not. Clerics do not get multi-attack.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
That's a shame.
War right. Clerics.
You get bonus... Okay. They don't get it, but you... War Clerics can bonus action attack, and you get spiritual weapon, which is like your third attack.
Mm.
Fuck off.
Mm.
That's right. You do technically get another attack if you choose to use it. It's an encounter power, right?
Yeah. I get four... Well, I get one for each ability point on my wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Or not ability point, but ability.
So you smacked him and you used your spiritual weapon. Modifier. Did you want to use one of those?
I used that to move my spiritual weapon.
Yeah, it's a bonus action.
Oh, okay. Well, bollocks. All right.
Yeah, I used my bonus action to move.
He killed someone. You're doing well.
But I'd love to for us to kill some more people.
Yeah.
Wergar's turn. Well, that one's not appreciated of Hathor at all. So he is going to...
You can tell me what to do, and I will do it.
That's all right. If I can get out. I've made myself a little path here.
Ow! Boop.
Is he the enlarged one?
He is enlarged. Did not leave threatened space. Is that one not enlarged?
No.
Okay.
But now he'll enlarge there. And after that display,
his head leaves my threatened space. Bap.
Go after Hathor again.
Are you flanked now, buddy?
His their old hated rival, the dwarf.
We're gonna have to turn his flank around.
What'd you do with my dice, John? I keep rolling dubs.
Curse!
As long as they're low dubs, I'm okay with that.
Right?
All right, dub twos, fantastic. Carry on.
23.
Shield again.
Ooh. All right, they both miss. That one enlarged and will go after Nadar. And technically, he'll move one more down, so he'll have flanking.
Yep.
Nat 20, baby.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Welcome to the bungo.
Same goddamn damage. 23.
You still up, buddy?
Which is fantastic because
you act like this is a trivial amount of damage.
It's 8. Well, no, you don't understand. It's 18 before I roll 2d8. So I rolled a 5 twice in a row of a possible 16.
So you roll a sympathy check and you get a 1.
So
what you're telling
that
me.
One. Swings around.
You got a 3 from
him. Oh, you got a 3 on sympathy from this guy. Look at this empathetic motherfucker over here.
Buries this massive war pick right through your shiny new armor, Nadar, right through the breastplate. Scale is okay, but you now have a giant roper-sized tooth hole in like your shoulder area.
Mm. I just got this armor.
You say as you cough up blood. hey, my Dwargar are actually doing something, guys. Holy shit.
Yeah, they just signed a fucking death warrant is what happened.
Enjoy your one round. It's fine.
Yeah. They're going to move to assist their compatriots here.
Up, 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 up. Man, you're really in the shit now.
This one turns, says something to him. He says, okay. Turns visible.
And now, perhaps, finally, at last, it's a good bet the Empire is going to know we're here. But hey, that's a pretty good sneak in, if you take the whole thing in context. Unless we can catch the invisible guy before he leaves.
And that is them, because they all double moved.
Alright, after that is Marilla.
Alright, Marilla will see her compatriot in dire peril, and she will cause that ogre to make a wisdom saving throw.
I'm sure it's his best.
He rolled a 2.
Best.
He rolled a 2. And what's his modifier?
Negative 1. So that is an unnatural 1.
Hey!
Hey!
Everybody on brand. Drink. It's a social.
So-so! All right. Here's the dissonant whispers you've heard so much about.
Yeah, because they whisper in my ear all the time.
Dissonant crispers. They're delicious, but they hurt so bad. And let's see here.
That was a good sound effect. I don't think the mic picked it up, but it would have been pretty solid.
You know what? She's going to go ahead and cast this at third level. Actually, no, she's not, because she already sees that he is sincerely fucked up, so she's not. She can't cast this at normal level. If he was fresh, she would cast it at third level. But that's just overkill.
Well, that was the name of the game. Kill it over and over again.
Alright, on a failed save, the creature takes 3d6 psychic damage. Ooh. 12 out of a possible 18. And that ogre had 8 hit points left. So.
Beef stroganoff, head exploding.
She rolls over, kind of strikes like a pose, like draw me one of your French girls, Jack. And she says, hey, big guy. Blows him a kiss, but as usual, once she does this, a string of magically infused, unintelligible whispers. He's confused because pretty lady, but. And his eyes just boil in the sockets and pop, and then he just falls down.
Which one?
The ogre.
This guy? Thank goodness. Yeah, I was really scared.
And she's just going to stay on the ground. Except she's going to back up 10 more.
Oh, smash.
And then the ogre.
He's dead.
Would go. Actually, Dravinia would go.
Right? There are no ogres now.
Why are you trying to skip me all the time?
Well, I used to love her, but that's all ogre now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, gar.
Little Grateful Dead for you. You know. Bring the hippie in. Coralanin. R.I.P. Probably.
Probably. I mean, at some point, he's gotta be. Unless he goes to Omo and gets that same curse that Rosie got.
You know.
I'm fine.
You really want to give druids that much power? Be my guest.
Okay.
Because he's just gonna go start a menagerie and be like, I can turn into all this shit. What?
No.
No!
Yeah, that is
5.
True.
10.
Hold on. Weren't you next to that burger?
No. Nope. Oh,
she was next to the ogre.
Ah, damn. Alright.
5, 10, 15. And I change into a stench cow.
Oh, what?
A stench cow.
What on earth is a stench cow?
It is a really smelly cow. Bovine. Just Literally, it has a nasty stench.
That is awesome. Please describe to me what this looks like and how this happens.
I step away from this dwarger, ready to just charge, and all of a sudden, I'm literally a heifer. Just a big, big old cow.
There's literally no transformation, it's just...
I just... heifer.
I don't know how she walks with others them size.
And then...
I mean, what did you expect?
Right. And then I charge.
Wait a minute. Isn't changing an action for you?
Is it?
I don't know.
For sure.
Is it really? No, I don't want it to be.
Your circle of the land, circle of the moon gets changed as a bonus action.
Sucks. Then I can't do anything.
Well, you paw the ground menacingly. Hang on.
Then I guess I would retcon that I don't want to do that then.
I'm sorry, baby.
No, it's okay. It's
Drew's
okay.
Used to be good.
Okay, rewind and take. All right.
Rewind the space balls.
Okay, so...
Where are we now?
We're here.
Now.
We're watching now.
What happened to then? Then is now.
We missed it.
We'll go back. Rewind it again.
Okay, I know what I'm going to do then.
What you going to do?
I'm going to cast... I'm going to put my hand out and cast Poison Spray.
It's
a burger.
Yeah, you got resistance.
Just letting you know.
I know.
I'm just letting
Roll
you know.
Roll a Constitution.
Vinia would know that.
Roll a Constitution saving throw. Please.
I cast Chain Lightning.
I natural 18.
That doesn't fucking work then. Okay, and then I run away.
Swim away!
Keep running!
It's also one thing Trevinny would know about Dwargar. You're faster.
Huh? You're like a land squid.
You inked and ran away!
Oh, guys, you made me ink.
Yep.
Oh.
That's fantastic.
You guys made me ink. Poison spray.
I will know that if you want to be a stench cow, you can just turn into that real quick.
That was an action to poison spray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it'd be an action to stench cow.
Right.
And then your move is the same.
Yeah. It's whatever.
But probably faster. Cause
either way, I don't do shit this round. So it is what it is.
Hey, some rounds are setup rounds. It's okay.
Alright, ogres are dead. Azim.
Well, let's see. We got a whole bunch of Dwarger trying to flank my bros.
That's why a lot of people.
So I feel like the thing to do would be to counter flank.
But they don't get spells.
So I'm gonna go here, never leaving a threatened square, and counter flank this Dwargar with my buddy.
Bold move, Cotton.
Ah, that one.
Yeah, and I'm gonna hit him with this broom I'm wielding.
Huh?
Natural 20 and natural 1, both. I am all that is luck.
Use the alpha and the omega.
Yeah, dude. No,
dude,
I Jesus strike this motherfucker.
You want to re-roll that one just to see what you get? No, I'm just kidding.
Halfling luck.
Don't do it. Don't do it yet. Don't do
How
it
do you
yet.
Feel about two natural 20s?
Go ahead.
For those listening on the podcast, you totally missed the whole fucking table.
Dropped it right on the ground.
Oh, look, it's still a one. This was destined to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow!
I was going to have you say that for your next attack, but...
No, this is fine. I was supposed to miss, but Yandala was like, no, over here.
Wow, guys. All right.
So, critical hit with a quarter staff.
With a quarter staff. It's more like a 1/8 staff.
But it's a 1/8 staff for humans. So it balances out.
Great, it's a quarter staff for him.
And it's magic. Bleep. So 8, 11 plus 5 is 16. And for 16.
Okay, takes it.
Alright, second attack.
16, Jesus.
Yeah.
Went from fine to bloodied.
Ooh, man, flanking is my fucking friend today, because that's also a 1, but that's a 17. For a 25...
Yeah, that hits.
Reroll that one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it.
It's once per round, right?
Once per turn, I think it is.
I think it is once per turn. If it was every single 1 hour, that would be bananas.
Utter bullshit. 3, 8.
8.
Sure it's not 9?
I am sure. You wrecked his fucking world. He is hanging on, but just barely.
I'll flurry. I'm flanking.
I'm flanking.
17?
Hit.
Yeah.
You rolled a 1 again.
Every time. This dude, and this was the die. I rolled all my d20s, and this fucking white die was like, oh, I'll be your friend. Nope, that's 4 ones in a goddamn row. You're not my friend. You're goddamn Therizon. 8.
Describe how you kill him.
Yeah, describe how you kill him. I've got another punch if you want.
You don't have to burn the key point if you don't want to, because your bonus punch.
Oh, yeah. One bonus punch is cheaper than 2 bonus punch. Yeah, Asim is literally like, I do not know what is happening, but...
Murder.
He just goes full on like...
Describe how it happens. Keep in mind he's enlarged.
Yeah, he's enlarged, so I'm still sort of like... I'm not riding the broom, but I sort of, like, am leaping about, like, having the broom, like, assisted jump me.
Oh, you hit twice with the broom?
Yeah, I get 2 attacks.
Roll 2 d20s, please.
2 d20s?
Not that one you've been rolling 1 on.
Please, don't roll a 1.
Yeah, good call. 6 and 15.
All right, it's fine.
Yeah, so I see him like sort of like guided hops over with the broom and is just like sweep, sweep, sweep. Bam! I get his face down to my level.
All right, so you take the broom and you hit behind his knee, goes down to a knee, and then you hit him in the stomach and he bends over and you jump up and like Superman punch,
swoop his face off. Clean a spot.
And you hit him so hard, and your fist actually glows a little bit. You guys have seen his fists glowing slightly here lately because he's got magic damage on his fists now. But this glows a little bit darker this time and just goes boom, and knocks his head. You hear a sickening crunch, and he just face palms.
Asim looks a little surprised at how well it went.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised too. You took him from a completely alive to completely dead.
Solo.
I'm riding solo.
How much movement did you use?
I was here. So I moved 15.
You can still move up to set up some flanking with the next one.
That's true.
So you can break up your movement now.
You sure can.
Is he just zapping all over the goddamn battlefield?
So, yeah, 20, 25, 30. I can't quite make it. 35. So, you're gonna have to.
That's fine.
Do a little bit yourself.
Fucking monks.
Alright, so, I'm up.
And I have yet to get my second movement boost. But soon.
What's up, buddy?
Okay. Enter flanking. But you're also in flanking, so you better kill him.
That's what I'm trying to do. So, I'm gonna power attack.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a good idea.
This is
the one that Dravinia shot with an arrow.
Oh, that is not going to hit.
Don't say the word. War God's blessing.
Oh,
plus 10.
Okay, 11. Plus 10, so 20. Well, yeah, okay. Fuck you. Fuck your face. Call your faces.
Fuck your fucking face, Uncle Fucker.
Okay.
So, you go to hit, and I'm like, Bahamut blesses him.
Bahamut's gonna miss!
No. So that'd be a... Okay, so that's...
Just a single claw comes down and just...
I pinch.
So that's...
Or no, it doesn't affect you. It comes down and moves his shield out of the way.
Nope. So that's 21 damage.
Got him.
God damn! How do you kill him?
With Bahamut's help!
That is exactly his hit points. God damn it.
Oh, man.
Because of Dravinia's fucking arrow.
So,
shit.
So as I move into here, I let the hammer slip down my grip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so I've got the leather thong, like, wrapped around my wrist.
Nice.
And I start spinning it like Thor.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
So I back up, and as I move in, I just smack him right upside the jaw.
Which his shield was guarding, but mysteriously it moved to the side.
Yep.
No, the,
up. And I spin around, and I'll make two attacks at the guy behind me.
God.
Who is also flanked. Oh. And who I also power attack.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a 19 on the die.
Take him off the board, would you?
No, not him.
Yeah, that's the one I attacked originally.
Oh, shit. He hadn't been attacked yet.
Okay, you know what? That's all right. We'll take him off the board. We'll say that's the one I killed. Okay. I'm attacking this one now. 19 on the die.
Yeah,
it's... Okay, so... 21... plus 2... So 23 damage on that one.
Jesus.
And now I'll make my actual second attack. Also, power attacking.
Bold move, John.
Wait, didn't you get cleave for killing that one guy?
That was my cleave.
Oh, that was your cleave? Okay.
However, 12 plus 2, 14, I don't think he's going to hit.
Nope.
Okay.
My God, he can miss.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you only get one.
Yeah, that's all right. I think I had a full round.
Yeah, I was...
It's pretty full.
You guys aren't supposed to cooperate.
We're not?
I had to say something before you said that didn't make it. I object on what grounds? It's devastating to my case. Overruled. Good call. All right. The Dar. Your turn, buddy.
Yeah. When do I get my second channel divinity?
Oh, I already have another one. That's right. I fucked up. I could have helped you out there. I apologize.
That's okay.
I think he was okay enough. It's fine. Just keep going.
I did well.
Before he kills more. Oh, son of a bitch.
I'm gonna go with the
goodbye, Dwargar. I barely knew ye.
What, they have, like, names and shit?
No.
Shit. Man, but look at that double max damage roll. Yeah. That you just
wanted. Hey, you do have a channel divinity.
Not on my...
Oh.
Not on my spiritual weapon. It doesn't get it. But, now I'm gonna kill him, because I don't like this flanking bullshit.
Yeah, you are. That would be a nat
20 on that.
Six.
That would be a max 6 on that, so it's going to take max damage.
Did you roll that 8 as well? Please
tell me.
That was
from before.
No. Okay, I was about to say, son of a bitch. That'd be
cool. So my max damage is 12, 17. 17 damage.
All right, well, he had 3 hit points left, so please describe how that happens.
Take into effect that he had 3 hit points left and he's enlarged.
Well, so, what did you do with that last attack? How'd you hurt him?
Spinning hammer, just right upside the head.
Right. So he kind of bends down, leaning forwards towards Half Thor, and he's going to try and guard himself and hold his shield up, and I'm just coming up from below.
Oh!
Right in the balls.
Oh!
Like, pull the shield out of the way, and just like...
So...
The spike of your mace?
He's out.
Alright, so you come up and hit him right between the legs. You hear the pelvis bone crack.
Ow.
And it, like, echoes... Every single male person in the room goes, ooh! And he goes, ah! Coughs up blood, kneels down before you, kind of looks at you.
Why? Just,
like Padme, dies from sadness.
And then I move.
Good call.
I'm going to just raise my buddy up. Let's see. One. Two, three. Yes.
Matches my records.
Okay.
Dwargar, get to go.
Yep. Three.
All three of them turn invisible.
Poof.
They finally learned their lesson. We're better than they are. That's the lesson.
Morella. Morella will stand up and cheer the day
Dravinia.
I mean, there's nothing I can do. There's no combatant I can see.
That's true.
Well, I mean, do they go just before me? They do.
They do.
Which means they could have moved as well. I don't have glitter dust, so.
Yep. Fairy fire?
Didn't take that this round. We're gonna stay. I have a group with the group.
Azim?
So, when I was initially up in the air, making my way towards my initial combat position, did I happen to get a sense of what other entrances and exits there might be to this room?
There is a large set of double doors on the south wall, roughly in the middle.
And which entrance did we come in?
You came in the northeastern stairs from the top.
And there's another set of stairs as well?
Yes.
Okay.
If they left, that's probably the way they came. Or left.
So I never deactivated the broom? I've just been hitting people with it?
Actually, I'm sorry. It's a large archway. There's no doors.
So there's no doors. Okay. That's important.
It's 30 foot high.
I was going to go just try and close the doors. So that's definitely...
Sorry? I apologize for interrupting you. There are also three large alcoves in the western wall.
Okay.
In which you see from a distance, or at least you go up on the broom, looks like there's rails and carts that come from, look like tunnels made in this wall.
Now, having seen when we went into that sort of abandoned entry to what I presume was R&D Paul, do I understand the mechanism? Like, these are obviously transport things, so they could get you pretty far pretty fast. I'd have no other real experience with them.
It looks like they're too large and bulky to travel at great speed. Especially now, since they look like to have been...
Large and bulky for me.
Large and bulky for...
But not large and bulky for enlarged Dwerger.
You think they might be able to push it, but not at great speed.
Hmm. Okay.
So they're like stone carts and stone wheels.
And then down here there's an archway?
There's... The main entrance appears to be an archway, and then there's on the south wall, and let's just say that's north is to you guys, so west, east, south. So that way there's a large entrance, and that way there are three archways that look like they lead into tunnels, which maybe these carts can go.
Okay. I'm gonna hop back on the broom.
Okay.
Fly up maybe 20 feet. Plus the 15-ish I would get to make it a move action. And I'm gonna try and perception check to listen to see if any of these Dwerger are running towards any of the exits in particular.
Perceive away.
Nice.
Let's do a 10. For hopefully large cloppy door.
Right, heavy footfalls.
I'm hoping.
Metal shoes.
All right. Hopefully they're bad at stealth.
But, I mean, it's not hide and move silently anymore.
Mm-mm. With invisible, does it just add to your stealth? How does that?
Invisible, it leaves no trace.
Invisible. An invisible creature is impossible to see without the aid of magic or special sense. For the purpose of hiding, the creature is heavily obscured. The creature's location can be detected by any noise it makes or any tracks it leaves.
And noises are what I'm going for.
Indeed.
In this loud acoustic
stone can cavern. Track then.
That's what the invisible thing said.
Okay.
What'd you roll on perception?
10.
You don't seem to hear anything.
I'm also...
Well, that is me.
Actually, you do hear something not far away. You hear something close by. Not close by you, but in the immediate area.
Okay.
You think one of them is still near. You can't pinpoint the exact spot with just the noise, but you do know it's not far.
Can I do a survival check to try to see for footprints?
Perhaps on your turn. We're still in combat.
Can I surmise the square?
No.
Okay.
You okay?
Just hiccups.
One of us just needs to scare the shit out of him.
No.
I tried. There was an old man and everything.
But that was earlier.
Right, that was pre-hiccups.
That triggered the hiccups.
I haven't prepped anything else scary. God damn it.
Mm. I mean, I guess it's okay.
I have drained your 401k.
Zoe's startled the witch.
They're making an Indiana Jones 6.
Actually, they are making an Indiana Jones 6.
Unacceptable!
Alright.
Why?
This belongs in a museum!
At this point, he really does belong in a museum.
Oh!
So, I'm gonna hold my action.
Deadpool 2 is gonna be directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Now I'm just sad.
Yep.
I like M. Night Shyamalan, okay?
If any enemy appears within range, and this isn't actually a seam, this is his hand, which he hasn't quite regained control over because of the imbued force. But yeah, if any enemy appears within range, I'm going to Eldritch Blast it.
Got it.
Which is 120 feet.
Hathor, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm also going to make a perception check.
Swing away, Meryl.
So I know this is a racial ability, not a magical spell, which works a little differently sometimes.
Did you say that deliberately? We were just talking about Night Shyamalan. Yeah. Okay.
Not terrible. That's a 16.
You hear a similar noise, although you can pinpoint it a little bit more clearly right near Dravinia. You can't do the square, but...
Of course it's
right. Dravinia, that's a big one.
Yeah, it's near you.
Would you like to do anything else?
There's not really a whole lot I can do at this point.
Dwargar.
Although, I mean, I can try to... Let's see. Dravinia is right here.
Yep.
I want to take a swing at this square.
What are you swinging it with?
What are you swinging at it with?
My hammer.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Disadvantage, I assume?
Yep.
He attacks the darkness.
Are those two natural 20s?
No.
Okay.
So natural 20 and a 3. And sadly, I don't have any inspiration.
Well, you swing and your hammer hits the ground.
I get two attacks. So.
Sure. Attack the ground twice.
That's better. That'll be a 17.
You swing and your hammer hits the ground.
Hmm.
But where are you aiming?
Actually, you don't swing at the ground. You, like, swing in a wide pattern that you feel you would have gotten somebody if someone had been there and no one's there.
Piss off, ghost!
These flies are crazy down here!
Okay, you didn't get my reference, but that's okay.
I didn't.
Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, God. God damn it. Alright. Bonus action, anything? Move. Nope. The dark.
How are you looking?
I'm still above bloodied.
I'm about to be wrecked.
But I did take 23.
Mm-hmm. Man, I look forward to when taking 23 doesn't make me bloodied. Maybe two more levels. I rolled a 1.
He's a fighter.
I rolled a 1. It doesn't matter if he's a fucking wizard. You roll 1s, you're just trash.
Actually rolled a couple ones.
I'm Fragile.
Alright. I'm not bloodied anymore.
Well done.
Oh, I got you to bloodied? Damn.
No, you got me to 4 points from death.
I did? Yeah. I'm so proud
that's
of myself.
That's why Kenny said,
I'm a good
Are you
DM.
Still up?
What did I hit you with?
I've got an idea at this point about
everything.
How many...
I thought I just hit you with one pick.
Yeah, but I didn't heal before the beginning of the battle.
You dumbass!
Yeah, and even Kenny said, hey, make sure you heal before battle. And I was like, yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Let's go, guys!
Leroy!
Oh, I almost down the healer, son of a bitch.
Yeah, dude. You
and I know how many hit points he has. That's why I was curious.
Okay.
You healed you. You did not heal me.
Yeah, I burned two spells. Because of... The first heal was like 10 points. I'm like, no, that's not going to help me. So I had to burn 2 heal spells to fucking do that.
All right.
That's me.
Actually, he would have gone over here.
Okay, so 3 attacks at advantage. One on Nadar, one on Hefthor, and one on Dravenia.
Please do not hit me.
Ah, come on, natural 20s, I need you.
I will be saltier.
Saltier, I love that.
Oh, we start this game with a base layer of salt.
Hold on. 22.
Let me tell you about these magic beans. They all contain a high amount of sodium.
Ooh, very nice. 13 piercing damage.
I just got those fucking back.
At least you got them back.
All right, that was an Adar Hathor.
If you're gonna diddle your Deathly Hallows in public,
22.
At least get in a position.
Fuck you, Pink. Last one.
A third shield? And Dravenia.
It's the time to do it.
I said at least get in a
I'm gonna kill all these motherfuckers now.
Wow, Dravenia, 13.
Negative.
Hold a 9 and a 3.
And they swing at us, and they miss me, and they miss Dravenia, and I shield Mystery, and I turn around, and I'm like...
Thanks for the warning.
And now you're gonna have to die.
Me? Well, don't you?
Yes.
No. I turn around to this motherfucker.
Oh. what
and now we're
going to
kill you.
Did
you
do nothing?
Whoa.
Bloody.
Actually, before anything happens.
That's free action.
You were holding your action.
You were.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my time has
appears.
Come.
Kajiga.
Come on,
and you get 2 of them.
Oh, yeah, I guess they just roll their own attack, right?
Yeah,
so you're like, you're not Kamehameha and you're more of a Cheetah.
Right.
I like.
The lower attack was a 15 and the higher was an 18.
The lower attack was a 15 is a miss.
And the higher was an 18.
That's a hit.
And they still do 2d10? Is that what you're telling me? Or is each one 1d10?
They should level with you, and that should be 2d10, right?
Well, I don't know if it was 2d10 from the combined total of beams, or...
Listen here, Gohan. I need you to stop sucking.
Yeah. No, each beam is 1d10. So I missed with a beam, and I hit with a beam. So that's 8d10. 6 damage.
Okay. That one takes it.
So yeah, Asim's hand is just sort of flailing about, like firing beams, and he's trying to like. This is over there.
Getting used to the recoil.
Yeah.
Nice catch. I saw that.
I motion for you to come down. Set up the flanking.
I mean, yeah, that was just my held action from last round.
Okay.
Top of the round.
I'm everywhere.
No, it's my turn.
That was the door guard's Morella's turn, actually.
Just kidding.
She's going to fire her crossbow at one of these fucks.
I hear a giant chunk of
vegetables. And she will miss. That's her. And Dravenia, now it's your turn.
All right. They are enlarged, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I put out my hand and say, "Get away from me!" Just like always. And I need them to roll Constitution saving throw, please.
Nice.
You can actually get both of them.
Yeah. I know.
Ooh. Two Constitution.
That's why she asked if they were enlarged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bigger people. All right,
what's your saves?
15.
All right.
I believe.
One succeeded and one failed.
Huzzah.
Let's say the one that Azeem hit is the one that failed.
That would make sense. All right, so I now roll damage.
No, that's going to slam him into that cart.
Sure will.
Sauerkraut everywhere.
Can I get extra bludgeoning damage for that? I feel like that requires...
You know, it's been a while since we had vinegar-based problems. Here's your chance.
All right, so...
He
gets pushed back 10 feet.
To here.
Yeah, it just takes out that whole wheel, and the cart's just like...
Dink. Shitty as fucking, like, damage. Super below half. Okay, so dude man who got pushed gets 5 damage. Other dude man who takes half only gets 2.
Okay, roll another d6 for dude man who got pushed.
Yay! Not on the rolling surface. Still shitty, 2.
So 7.
Yeah, it's 2 right. Sauerkraut damage.
Probably counts for
damage. And 2 damage to the other one.
Can that be salted pork, please? Because I'm feeling really salty right now.
Asim knows how you feel.
Damage dice have been...
Just hating me. Just full of hate.
All right, well, that one takes it.
Surface.
He puts his shield up just in time and kind of like weathers the storm. And the other one, who just got biffed by Azeem, is kind of like off balance. And you're like, get away from me! And he's completely off balance. You send him flying sideways into the cart, and he hits the cart. The cart moves about 5 feet, and he crumples, and the door opens and falls on him.
Nice.
And he shrinks down all of a sudden for some reason.
And then he's buried in sauerkraut.
It gets his toe. Which is why it's only
he's dead.
Damage.
Very dead.
Oh, he's dead?
Okay. Yeah. Nice move.
Yay!
Nice kill.
Yay!
My cabbages!
I was like, visually,
cabbages revenge.
It's pretty awesome.
Right, like a push him against it.
All right, that was Ravinia.
No, cool. That was not.
So is this like difficult terrain now because it's covered in sauerkraut? Like this region?
Cold.
Oh, well, that's even harder to walk through.
I'm not going to move, but I am going to cast. I'm going to pull out my club.
Mm-hmm.
Cast Shillelagh.
Nice.
And that's me.
Okay. That's Ravinia. Top of the round to Zing.
Although you could shuffle over here and give me some flanking.
Oh, you know what? I am going to do that then.
Nice. Yeah, well, now that happened. Hop off my groom, bring it with me, and bash this dude with advantage.
Advantage bash. Don't see. 14
plus 8 is 22.
Yep.
For 9 damage.
Describe how you kill him.
Well, he avoided the sauerkraut plague. So.
Why would a mining cart be filled with sauerkraut?
They get hungry while they're mining. It takes a lot of energy.
He's a hot dog supplier.
Listen, the fact is, at this point,
where's my kraut?
We're just going to assume every single cart has sauerkraut in it from now on.
Listen, guys, that may be a thing in Kenny's dwarven kingdom, but these are normal dwarves.
So what, it's coleslaw?
Yes, it's coleslaw.
Got him.
They're southern dwarves. They're southern dwarves.
They're
southern dwarves. Saucy flies low over the coleslaw and grabs a handful and just is like pocket sand and throws it, and then just takes the broom and just shoves it right up into his crotch. Roll.
Oh, wait, you already...
No, we did that.
Oh, yeah. Roll a d20, please.
Ten.
You're fine.
All right, so this guy's out. I moved... Let's call it 10? 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Move to here. And the hand of Asim keeps doing its thing. Just Eldritch Blast. The guy behind. Half, is that you?
Nadar.
Nadar. Yes, so like right over Nadar's shoulder. Vroom.
I'm starting to think you are not...
24. I'm getting good at this.
Yeah, I guess so.
For 8 damage.
All of you are slightly concerned because you've never seen Azim do this ever.
Neither is Azim.
How much damage?
8.
He's still up. Who's the most hardy of his...
See, so like right past you, like... Ghostly fist of Azim.
That's like purple and orangish glowing energy.
I kind of want you to just like bitch slap him like...
Right, like...
Are you done?
Are you done?
Yes.
How far?
Firebolt. For 19 to hit.
Yep.
Oh, toasty! 15 fire damage.
Ooh.
Describe how you killed him. He just told you. I wind up and I just hurl this thing like a fastball. Goes right into his chest and right through. And he
spins back around and comes through the back of his head.
And it looks and back up and just
pow. Well, that shrinks down as he falls back.
That's disgusting.
So
it doesn't even make sense.
It's all cauterized, so it's this one, right?
Basically just got a predator shot through his chest. Nadar, what you see is you're squaring off with this guy, and all of a sudden
you got a seam fist over one shoulder
and fireballs over the shoulder, and just fuck this guy up.
I think that's a new title on getting someone's back.
Yeah,
yeah, we got you, fam.
That one
still only counts as one.
That was uncalled for.
I had it. It was fine.
And now,
all right. Loot the corpses.
There's still one that ran away.
Oh shit. Okay. Who's next in initiative of players?
That was Nadar.
So there's still one running away.
But
you try to perceive it.
But no, that was at the beginning of the fight. Rounds. He went invisible at the beginning of the fight.
No, you didn't.
That one did like two.
That was
maybe three.
You had at least one round of them waiting around. Okay.
Didn't
it was more than two rounds.
Well, I mean, since he tried to flee.
It wasn't at the beginning of the fight, but it was pretty early.
Yeah, it was. He whispered to Homeboy, and Homeboy turned invisible and was gone. If he double moves...
Yeah, I'm sure his head is... But if he's double moving, then he's moving at faster than you can move while you effectively stealth. So that makes this stealth check harder.
He's at least to the door.
Okay.
So, do we...
Well, even if we have, like, a trail, that's still better than nothing.
Yes, Nadar, what?
I'm going to try and perceive.
Okay, go ahead.
As why? What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, we're out of combat, so anyone...
I can't see anymore. I'm
blind.
Can
I passive perception with my 17?
Yeah, that's what you were always perceiving.
Yeah, 17's good enough. You hear distant metal footsteps.
18.
You hear that as well.
Not better than what they got.
Okay, you don't hear anything.
Can I
they are
kind of perceive, like, sort of, kind of, general region?
Like, yeah. Which way he fled, at least?
It looks like he's fleeting. It sounds like he's fleeting in the direction of... Fleeting? Wow.
Yeah, fleeting
in the direction of the large archway entrance.
Okay.
He is heading for the arch.
I immediately head that way and start looking for footsteps, footprints.
Okay, you can track, but you have to do it at half speed.
That's fine.
Roll a survival.
So as soon as she gives me a direction, can I hop on the room and just take off towards that doorway?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, give me a lift.
It's going to be...
Try to grab half floor on the way.
Roll a strength check.
I'm sure it'll go. And I'm insisting because I'm pulling myself up. So
that's going to be 16.
How slim is it? 11? 15
survival?
16. 16? It's over stone, so it's kind of hard. But I guess moderately hard, and a 15 is moderate. So yeah, you find disturbed fresh footprints in the dust and scrape marks that you guess to be fresh, leading that way. It's hard to follow. You'd have to make pretty decent continued survival checks to follow it completely.
I'm going to at least tell these guys. Mm-hmm. It went this way. I'll see if I can track it as far as I can, and maybe
Azeem
we can
flying
catch
over
up.
Her head.
Yeah, as soon as you were like, he went that way, I'm like, on the broom.
I'm grabbing on the broom.
I tried to grab half four, I got 11.
All right, half four, roll a strength check.
Will it carry?
I'm more worried about, how much he weighs than how
strength
much.
Strength check will be 16.
I need to pull him up.
16? Yeah. It's good enough to hang on to the broom.
We'll spin it around a couple times.
I mean, I'm pretty heavy, but he's really light.
Yeah, so, and I have no gear to add to me.
I would say I'm probably around, with all my gear, I'd probably be pushing about 350.
I think it only holds
I literally 400. Weigh 40 pounds.
I think it's with those.
And I've got jack shit gear carrying at this point.
If it's 400, it just barely holds you, but it only moves at like 20.
400 is where it starts to do half speed.
Ooh, 200 is where it starts to do half speed.
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Let me just
make
sure, guys.
200 is sticking out of my head. Because I remember thinking, you and I are the lightest. We can.
If that is the case, I would actually know that. I wouldn't.
Yeah, we
worked that out by now. Yeah.
Let me confirm.
I'm sure we've done the who can this thing carry at full speed game.
Not Nadar.
Which is
never Nadar,
you
even by himself.
All right.
This is when Nadar does not jump on this thing.
Spoots. Call. Bracers. Broom of flying. Its flying speed of 50 feet, it can carry up to 400 pounds, but its flying speed becomes 30 feet while carrying over 200 pounds.
Okay, that's...
The broom stops hovering when you land.
It would still be moving faster than he is, though.
I'm going to take your word on that, because I'm not a dwarf. I'm just chasing where I was told it went.
And as he's doing his thing, I'm going to continue to roll a survival.
Okay, go ahead.
And then I'm following behind.
Ooh, that's much better. That's going to be a 20.
20 is more than enough to ascertain that he is booking it towards the giant archway.
We already said the giant archway.
Well, I know, but, I mean, you have to catch up with him. He seems to be going in a straight line. He seems to be booking it straight line. He has to, go down an alley or every once in a while, but you can ascertain at least that he's not hiding along this path.
Okay.
And, so is he making footprints? Is it this place dusty enough?
Yeah, it's dusty enough to where he can make footprints. And
does
Dravinia
tell me that?
Yes.
They're hard to find footprints, and you guess that...
I only need two to make a line to Eldritch Blast. 120 feet ahead of me.
That's quite a perception check you'd have to roll.
I'm relying on her.
You're faster than her.
Am I? With him on there? I think with the same speed.
Yeah.
No, she's running a half.
I'm doing a half because I have to track. So I'm going to do again. So I get to the archway. And can I roll a survival at the archway?
Well, hold on. They get to the archway before you. So roll a perception check, both of you.
It's 8.
Nope.
15.
15 does here. Alright, so you get to this is the first time you've seen this hallway. Large, large hallway, actually. I have stuff written for this. Thank you.
You completionist assholes always trying to kill every single monster.
Do you know how many things have gotten away and how much more problems that has caused us later? Like, twice now. I'm gonna try real fucking hard to blow this dude out of the literal or metaphorical water, whichever he's in.
Water, rock, whatever, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, dude, I'll blow it all up.
It's gonna be funny, though, if we ever come back across that hag that we met in the giant cave. And we can all just, like, kill her with an errant glance.
Why is the page I need always the furthest away from me?
Why is the room always gone?
Oh, that's why.
Jesus Christ.
This shuffling of papers is brought to you by alcohol. The ultimate coping mechanism for the DMs everywhere.
I'm dealing with our bullshit.
Yeah, you guys have heard. You know what I have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. You know how hard it is to hit on the DM's wife? Alcohol.
Wait, for me or for him?
He's not going to kill you for me hitting on you. So for me.
Well, that's just because he's rational. You know how many people beat the game's ass?
Yeah, fair.
Like, it's homegirl's fault?
Sometimes the game asks for it, though.
Not wrong. Sometimes the game don't know.
And hey, look. Technically,
I sit as far away from you as possible to prevent any sort of shenanigans. Just because I don't want the game to get derailed. You're welcome, everybody else. That's what
I'll leave that.
It's not a beer. What are you doing?
Because I've already had four beers.
Where you got somewhere to be?
Yeah, home.
No, you don't. Home.
You know we could hang out here and just harass them indefinitely, right?
Right? Like, we've got plenty of couch space. We got air mattresses. We got cots. We got extra beds. We got everything.
We got cots. You want cots? We got cots.
I even have
get your real fake doors here. We got doors that don't go anywhere. Look, won't open. Won't open.
You still need to watch Rick and Morty.
I do.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yes, that's my child.
In stereo, too. Blasphemers, all of us.
I've literally gone through like 20 papers and none of them are the ones I needed.
Filthy pagan.
It says,
uh-oh. Easter.
Asim gets a vorpal quarterstaff. Don't ask questions.
Must be in one of these books. What was that? There it is. Was in one of the books. Okay.
Sabrina, I don't know what you're saying. God has a sense of humor. Have you ever seen a platypus?
Actually, no.
Have you seen the faces people make when they orgasm? God is laughing all the time.
As you enter this wide hall, what dominates your focus are three things.
That's a lot.
Two wide openings in the wall, the one you're coming out of and the one directly in front of you. You hear the distant sounds of metal hitting stone from your right down the hall. The walls of this hall are decorated with large carvings that span from floor to 20-foot ceiling. These carvings, complemented with paint and filigree made from precious metals, depict a history of the dwarves of Irondeep. And because you're not looking at it right now, I won't go into any more detail on that.
We can have history class later.
But the artistry of these carvings is so great that it's quite breathtaking to behold.
I'm tempted to start museum guiding this right here, but nope, we got somebody killed.
Very true.
Murder.
First murder, then art.
Before you lies a great stone and steel door, standing widely ajar.
Well, is it a door or is it a jar?
You just killed us all. Thank you.
Oh, just now?
Really? Signs of assault mar the front of this beautifully carved scene.
A scene?
Depicting a dwarven king standing tall atop what you guess is the corpse of a giant. And that's all you see right now. You got a 15. You do hear the sound of footsteps to your right going down the long hall towards where you hear the sound of, like, metal hitting stone. And there's an orange glow roughly 100 feet to your right that you guess opens into a larger chamber. In front of you, do you read Dwarven?
I don't.
Okay.
He does.
There's Dwarven script above that door that I told you about.
I can read it.
He's on the...
My armory. Only concern are fleeing Dwarven footsteps.
It says armory.
Armory.
You cannot pinpoint the footsteps, but you guess they're no more than 30 feet away from
you. Now would be a great time for one of you to have an AoE.
Right? Like, could you...
That's not me.
Can I...
I will drop from the broom, right? How high are we?
We've been pursuing pretty low. Yeah, probably.
I'm gonna let them perform an action, then I'll get to it.
Okay, I'm gonna drop off the broom so he can zoom ahead.
Okay,
which he can do.
He can.
Yeah, as soon as his weight is off the broom, it goes faster.
All right, do you zoom 50 feet and drop
faster?
I'm trying to listen for the dwarven footfalls of this guy fleeing. So, if I get where I feel I'm ahead of the fleeing invisible dwarf, yeah, I will hit the ground.
You do perceive with your perception check that you do pass the sounds.
I will, like spiral crash stop land.
Okay.
And my semi-autonomous hand is ready to...
As soon as you hit the ground, the sound stops.
Okay. That's also fine, technically.
I'm trying so hard not to look over the...
She's looking at
us. She was just telling you of the trials and tribulations of stopping.
I'm going to start calling you.
Whether or not it was fiction or non-fiction is a will save, probably. Oh. On the DM's part.
What is heavily obscured?
I don't know.
Because that is what I am right now.
It's basically cover.
Yeah, it's got to be like 3/4 cover.
I have cover here. Heavily obscured is not covered in cover. I'm going to say I just get advantage on stealth checks. How about that?
I feel like that makes sense. Personally, unless y'all want to roll lawyer some shit.
Against, you're listening, so I guess I wouldn't. But he's wearing armor that gives him disadvantage, so I'm just going to roll one die. Okay. At this point, Dravinia, you get to the arch. You see Half-Thor right about where the arch is in the hallway looking to his right. You see Azim roughly 50 feet down that way, turned around looking towards you. And they both have their ears peeled. Roll a survival check.
I feel like, should I have advantage? Because I kind of sort of know where... Yark. It's going to be 12.
You know the square he's in.
I know the square he's in.
You know the square he's in. How... You see you exactly where the footprints stop.
How far is he from either of them?
30 feet from Half-Thor, 20 feet from Azim. You also see that another footprint made going to the left.
Like he's starting to zig.
To the left of where... So I'm looking past Half-Thor's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to the left.
Yeah, it's to the left.
So it's going to be to the right of a seam.
Yes. Well, no. Yes.
Okay. Assume he's trying to get around you. He's about 20 feet in front of you. He's trying to get to your right, and I think that's my...
You can attempt a spell if you have a ranged spell, or you can
shoot with a goddamn arrow.
I do have my arrow.
Yeah, you can.
So I fucking pull out my my short bow,
You're rolling with disadvantage.
That's fine. Don't fail me now, I'm gonna roll it on your rolling surface. Hopefully, I don't take your good mojo.
You sure
all of the bad mojo. All of the bad mojo. It's gonna be a natural one.
That's unfortunate. It goes wide. Almost hits the seam.
Spin. It hits the wall to your right. A seam.
Ting.
Damn.
I'm just gonna go in the corner where I belong. That was bad.
Guess who blew all his first level spells and therefore no longer has burning hands.
I only have one first level spell.
All damn shields, though.
And I'm pretty sure I have to be able to see the guy to do it.
You could have just taken the damage one time.
I did take the damage one time. It sucked.
You could have took a crit one time.
Actually, I don't actually know better. Let me check.
I took the crit one time.
No, I took a crit one time, too.
Well, that fucking hurts.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, those are rough.
It's 18 damage before I even roll.
I believe that's called Ouch Town.
Yeah, I wouldn't piss that
and
off.
I rolled shitty. Okay. Yeah, so, top, let's just say it goes, are you with?
Yep, I've been following with Ravinia.
Roll, perception check.
Oh, good. Nadar's good at those.
I mean, I told you I pretty much exactly where.
And the three of you roll perception checks.
Motherfucker, I see you. 22.
Oh, 14. Strong.
15.
Okay, Half-Thor, you see the footsteps. No one else does.
You see the square.
You see the square he's in because... You followed Dravenia's arrow and you saw it miss, but to the right of that arrow.
That's where the footsteps haven't continued yet.
Okay, let's just roll initiative one more time.
11.
Let's see.
Bringing out the mouse pad. It's a small surface that maybe.
I want to eat this die.
It's got boobs on it. It's probably good.
Exactly.
There we go. 18.
Strong.
What's your dex?
My dex is a plus one.
Okay. Well, am I rolling?
You go before the Dwargar, then.
Is this initiative again?
Initiative, yes.
All right, so. 25,
20. Hold on, I have my ult.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Oh, I think that's a 20. That's a natural.
Natural 20, first time on your new rolling service. Holy shit!
Nice.
Immediately better.
Immediately better. I just had to get my own. 23.
All right. Seam got 11.
11?
Mm-hmm.
All
right. 19 to 15.
18.
18.5. He's got 18.5.
That's right,
18.5.
Yeah.
I've got 18.
And then nobody else with 11 or more?
Nope.
Okay. 10 to 5. Is there anybody else? What'd you roll?
I rolled a 9.
So that's you.
That's 10 to 5.
Yeah.
But I'm writing down things too.
Me too.
Alright. So I believe top of the round is Dravenia.
Yeah.
Okay, I know the square he's in.
Yeah.
Man, that's a third
still
time
actually turned into an animal.
Damn it!
All right, man.
All right, I have my short bow out. I'm just going to try to shoot again.
Shoot him again. Sixteen is his armor class.
Oh, yeah.
You rolled that with disadvantage, right?
No, I didn't.
Hmm.
It doesn't hit.
He's invisible. You would have disadvantage.
I know.
Attacking the square. Sorry.
No, I remember.
All right. Shravinia, do you want to move? Or bonus?
No, I don't have anything I can really bonus besides Shillelagh, which I've already done.
Okay.
And I don't feel like moving closer to this clown.
How far?
Okay.
Although, if we box him in, I lie. I do. I get right up.
You can.
Wait, I can move 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm behind Half-Thor, so I can't quite get to him.
We'll say you're beside Half-Thor.
Okay.
So you can get right up to the square you think he's in.
So... And as I'm getting there, I say, he's right in front of me!
I think
somewhere around here.
How far? All right. So you remember that charging attack I did against that ogre on the stairwell?
Vaguely.
Yeah. Basically, attackers have advantage on me, but I have one attack at advantage.
Got it.
I'm going to use that fancy cantrip of mine.
Okay. So you're rolling one dice.
One die. Oh, it's a 25 to hit.
That will hit, sir.
Alrighty.
Oh, is that your damage?
That is my damage.
Ooh.
He's going to take 16 combined bludgeoning and fire. Oh, I'm sorry. 19 combined bludgeoning and fire.
Yes, I got him.
He remains invisible.
Wow.
But you made contact.
Yeah, you...
He remains invisible. The blood that flies out of him does not.
Would you like to use a second attack?
That's my full action.
That's your full action? Okay, you know you hit this guy. And he's briefly outlined. His invisibility shimmers, but it comes back to him.
And I say, I see you.
Roll intimidate.
Not bad.
Not terrible.
Right?
It's going to be an 11, but...
Well, I'm not a hobbit. You hear from the shadows. He really wants to run now.
Okay.
Good job. Asshole. He will attempt to flee, leaving Dravinia's and Hathor's threatened area. Both of you roll an attack of opportunity with disadvantage.
No, it's a 10. Fuck.
That dice. Fuck off. That's gonna be an 11.
Azim, roll a perception check.
Twelve.
He's 10 feet to your right. You can hear the,
firing up.
Yeah, and it's your turn.
Yeah, my hand just of its own volition, like, whether I see him actually work this out or whether the eyeball in his hand worked this out.
Attack with disadvantage.
Is anybody's guess. Natural 20 and a 10, which is still a 15.
Do you have any inspiration?
I do.
Because you will miss if you don't use that.
Well, let's say that the inspiration comes from somewhere else and says, no. That one.
So natural 20, you say?
All of a sudden I do.
Go ahead and roll.
Which I assume would be 2d10 worth of damage.
Yes.
Or is it? Are we not doing automatic max roll on spells?
It's just weapon damage, guys. Okay.
Oh, fuck me. I forgot I had a D8 inspiration die for Marilla.
Yeah, you did. Damn.
I had one spell.
Borrow that one. Why? Gotta write this shit down, guys. I'll give you this shit.
Listen, just because it's written down doesn't mean I have to read it.
Okay. 9 damage.
Total?
Yeah. One of those, was it?
It's only a D10.
Are you sure it's not 10?
I'm really sure.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I dropped my other D10.
Nadar! Oh, wait a minute.
Then anything.
I took 9. This is invisibility phase because I botched.
I see him.
Whoa. You see him.
Found him.
He looks hurt.
And scared to fucking
How far is he? I was standing by Hathor. How far is he from now?
Right now, he's roughly 60 feet away.
Well, wait. I hit him and I still have a move.
You sure do.
I get on his far side.
Wasn't that your first attack?
I think it was.
So spellcasting is an action.
Nope, but you get 2 Elder's Blasts.
Oh man, I do.
I gotta keep reminding.
Sorry, I do. We'll get used to this. So this was just regular attack. He's not visible anymore.
You hit him in the shoulder. He literally gets thrown up against the wall, stumbles, looks down. He realizes he's visible, makes eye contact with you, with your eye on your hand, and looks scared shitless and bloody as hell.
It won't matter, because that's only 15.
And gets his shield up just in time.
Do you move to him?
Yeah, I'm right next to him. This thing's still just going off, independent of
60 feet, you said.
60 feet.
Double move.
And bonus?
Bonus. And I'm going to get into flanking position with...
He can't because he's up against the wall.
Yeah, he's up against the wall.
Yeah.
And that other DT...
He had range because he was doing range attack, so... You at least block his path.
Oh, no, you only have to roll one die.
Before you say anything, 16 plus 8.
You got it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems reasonable.
That hits.
Let's see how dead he is.
This guy's not going anywhere.
Dude.
That's all I needed.
Yeah, dude.
6 damage.
He's literally
that's all
one.
He needed.
Describe how you cave in his head.
Right into the column behind him.
So he's paying attention to the scene, and he's kind of been knocked back, and the scene moves up close to him, and I'm left-handed.
With his still glowing hand, and it seems like...
Yeah, I'm looking at ours left-handed, so he just comes up and bam, right into the wall.
Yeah, you... Hey, rock, meet hard place.
Yeah.
Head in the middle. You just cave in the side of his head. One of his eyes pops out of socket and just kind of slumps down to the ground.